الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تركنوا إلى الذين ظلموا فتمسكم النار وما لكم من دون الله من أولياء ثم لا تنصرون. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Allah tabaraka ta'ala in His great infinite mercy has given us the best model, the best way of life, and that is the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. You have a beautiful example in the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Every teaching of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is the most blessed, the most perfect. And as Mawlana Abrar al-Haq sahab rahmatullah alayhi used to say, sunnat ka tariqa ashal tariqa hai. It is the most easiest way. Sunnat ka tariqa ajmal tariqa hai. It is the most beautiful way of living, of doing anything. Sunnat ka tariqa ajmal ashal akmal tariqa is the most perfect way of doing something. So Allah has given us this perfect lifestyle of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's whole life is not that of the Arabs. It's not of any other nation. It was what Allah Ta'ala had granted him. In fact, the dressing of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, ulama have explained that it was the dressing of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. That was the dressing of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So in everything we have been given a most perfect way of life. And if we leave that life, anything of sunnat we leave out, we don't dress according to sunnat, then we are not going to be naked. We will wear some other clothing. So immediately it will be the way of any or anyone else besides Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Whether it is the dressing of the East or wear dhotis of the Hindus, what they wear, that sort of a lungi type of thing, but as our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to explain, 4 meters long it is, but it still doesn't cover the body also. Still the way they wear it, the one thigh is still open, etc. So they use so much more clothing, but it does not even cover the body. All the way of the West, a naked way of lifestyle. You pay more for all that clothes and you hardly cover your body. Mm-hmm. So any other way, you choose another way. And what has happened in the process, you have replaced the way of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And any other way of besides Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's way is an inferior way, is a useless way, is a bad way in everything. So that is what you have opted for. Ulama have explained that when we imitate anyone, then what happens is that, like in clothing for example, you don't wear your type of clothing, the sunnah type, and then you have taken somebody else's, so now you have become so much like those people. Your lifestyle, if it is not of that of the sunnah, whatever it might be, you take the lifestyle of other people, what holidays filled in your lifestyle, going to resorts, etc., and doing all the other funny things. That means so much of sunnat is gone out of your lifestyle. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, Siyahatu ummati al-jihadu fi sabilillah. The touring of my ummat is jihad in the path of Allah. So that means that effort for deen will go out, and you'll replace it with some other thing. And whatever you will do, if you go and you don't follow the sunnah and you follow some way of the people of the East, that is like those people who meditate and do funny things in their meditation, that type of life you will bring. So whatever, the minute you leave out sunnah, you're going to follow another type of life. And it is a principle also that when you will not follow your way, you're following another way, and you have abandoned your way, then you are no more belong in that group also. Now you belong in the group, in the other group. Man tashabbaha biqawmin fahuwa minhum. Whoever imitates any people, then he is counted amongst those people. So if we don't imitate Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so we will be imitating any other way, whether it is of the east or the west, and then we are counted amongst those people. And this is a very serious matter, that today our clothing by and large, in fact it happens how many, the people complain of ulama that they don't make salam to us. In our context, normally we are Indians, the Muslims, we generally are Indians. And we are Muslims, we are Indians, but we are Muslims. Then Hindus are also, they are also Indians, but they are Hindus. But if our dressing, and the dressing of the Hindu is the same casual wear, we are wearing shirt and trouser, etc. No topi, no beard. So how can you recognize that person? And that person, he is a Muslim, but he's not dressed like a Muslim. So you can't recognize him as a Muslim. So they complain that these people, the ulama also, they're not making salam to us. And in fact, your worst humiliation is, for a Muslim, you tell him good morning, good day. He was expecting assalamu alaikum, but you don't recognize him as a Muslim, because there is no sign, no beard, no topi, clothing is not like that. As an Indian, we are also Indians, they are also Indians, or amongst white people, or amongst Chinese, any nation. If the Islamic dress is not there, how can you recognize that person? So the minute we replace our identity with another identity, then we are accounted amongst those people. مَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِقَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ. And also, Maulana Dawood Siddharth explained a very nice point, that many people who dress according to Islam, kurta, etc., the whole week, but when the weekend comes, then they wear casual dress. Even for their namaz, they wear casual. What is the reason? How do you explain it? Why on the weekend? They must you wear casual dress and you don't dress like a Muslim. You give rest to your Islamic kurta, dress, etc. And now you dress like a non-Muslim. That is the dressing of non-Muslims. Even you'll come for namaz. Now you'll see the person coming with his track suit for namaz, who is normally, he comes with his kurta. But now it's the weekend. As Maulana Abu Bakr Nanabai Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that it is the weekend. That you don't give your strong end in the path of Allah to go in Jamaat, at least give your weekend. The Saturday, Sunday, Friday, said the weekend, give that in the path of Allah. If you don't want to give your strong end when you are so occupied and busy, give your weekend. But what is it of the weekend that we have to now drop our guard? And now we start dressing and act. We will also notice in many, perhaps all the masjids, that Saturday, Friday, Sunday, Fajr is the weakest Fajr in the whole week. Now, a person who is a regular namazi, he comes every day for Fajr. But Sunday, what is it that he doesn't come? What's the speciality? What's the thing that on a Sunday he doesn't come for Fajr? Every day, if our namaz is farz, so our identity is very, very important. And great stress has been put on this by our great ulama. Unfortunately, it appears perhaps decades have passed that now we don't give importance to our identity, to be identified as a Muslim. For a Muslim, a male, the beard is absolutely essential in order to identify. And then the sunnah, the khatna, circumcision, is also absolutely essential. There are so many cases when some person dies and nobody identifies him. And the police take his body, they don't know who it is. They give it to the relevant authorities, and if they many times, because of the circumcision, they recognize this is a Muslim person. And they have contacted the Muslim authorities, that person got a Muslim ghusl, burial, etc., buried in a Muslim qabristan. What a great thing. But if there isn't any of these signs on the person, and they can't find any, they can't identify him, then he's just given a pauper's burial. Now he's just no prayers on him, not even a Christian prayers, nothing. And he's just buried, he's just like thrown in a hole now. So our identification is very, very important. So therefore all our identification And for a woman even more, that she dresses, she can be identified as a Muslim. And it's a natural thing that for one of the rulings of Sharia, when a woman travels, she must have a mahram. Wherever you see, it can be the person who's checking you in at the airport, whoever it is, wherever it's a male and it's a single woman, then he becomes, lets down his guard and he becomes friendly with her. And what can develop? But the minute he sees there's a man with her, then he's on his guard. Then he just does his work as it's supposed to be done. We just because the presence of the mahram. And if it is a mahram, in actual fact, a male, and he has got that that concern for his wife, he won't let her to go in front and do the work. He will do it. He will protect her also. So in any case, our identity is very, very important. And if we lose our identity, we lose ourselves. And any nation, any people, any person, when we adopt the identity of another nation, so it means that we have taken out our identity. And then when we, how much more we identify with those other people, then we become like those people. مَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِقَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ. Then you are counted amongst those people. So we should always be concerned of our identity, and it is also an ibadat, a very great ibadat. To follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even in our dressing, is a very great ibadat. And we should also see that when we go to sleep, we wear pyjamas. It's not our sunnah tariqa either. Wear your normal clothes. Have a separate pair of clothes for your night. You don't have to wear their clothes. We don't have to wear a tracksuit when we go and sleep. We don't have to wear any of their type of things. In all things, try and bring proper sunnah. Find out what was the sunnah dressing of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he went and sleep also. In all things, commonly it is for men that they wear a lungi at night when they go and sleep, which is the sunnah of the day also. But if we can't fulfill that sunnah in the day, or we don't normally fulfill it, then fulfill it at night when you go and sleep. But let us not dress like the non-believers. Let us not adopt their way of dressing. In all things, a person passes away at night, and there are so many people. In his sleep he passes away, and he's got the night dressing of the non-Muslims on him. So you passed away in a condition with the clothes of non-Muslims on you. Whoever it can be, the East or the West or whoever it is, we should have there also our Islamic dressing we should have. And we should identify ourselves with Islam. Many, though that is also wrong, the very basic concept to go for holidays. And when going for holidays, then all those people who are normally they dress like Muslims all the time. But on the holiday, then all their dressing is put one side. Whether it's the males or whether it's the female, whether it's the grown-ups or whether it's the children, that holiday dressing is completely. And now what is the reason that we have to, does the holiday become more enjoyable? Or what does it that you dress like non-Muslims? Also our clothing, we should be very concerned now that especially in winter, that we are wearing warm clothing. And we notice that the warm clothing across the board, the jackets, etc., the jerseys, they've got writing on it. And sunnah dressing is not with writing on it. And this has become so common, grown up, big people also. And we have become billboards for companies, and we are advertising for them, for Adidas, for whoever else it is, for many other companies. Perhaps they are giving free jackets out. And now, so we take that, and now we have become a billboard for them. We should be a billboard of sunnah, which is sunnah clothing, is plain and clear dressing. Also very important, we should see that I was under the impression that the skeway, the quality of the goods, of the clothing is very good. And it is for that people are wearing. When I spoke to one friend and he told him now the love of that is gone out, I was surprised to learn that people have got love for that way. The K way, that's a brand name. So that I'm also like now, I'm also, what you have become, a branded person. And to be branded is usually in a negative sense.
So you wearing brand clothes, you have become branded. You are also now, according to the terminology of Shariat and Fiqh, you have become a wrong person. You are following the ways of the non-believers. And what all funny type of numbers and writing on there. And for little children also, one person, a pious person, I spoke to him, so he says, you don't get clothing without all this writing on it. So I say, you start a company and produce all this kind of clothing, you'll become very quick rich. Because there are many people who are looking for the clothing that hasn't got all this writing. So anyway, it is possible. You can find it. It's not difficult. And we can sew our own clothes also. Material, you can buy your own type of material which you want, and you can sew your own clothes. But we don't have to follow the ways of the West. And any person who has got gharat in him, self-respect in him, that person won't want to in the least but follow the ways of the non-believers. The way of the Christians, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal did not want to see the face of a Christian. That these are the people who ascribe partners to Allah. They say Allah has got a child. They share the Godhood of Allah between three, the Trinity they believe. How can I even look at such a person? And we dress like those people. We live, and of course, much, much more worse if we wear any of the clear signs of their religion. Like if we wear the cross, and ulama have explained the tie is also and the dictionary, their dictionary say the tie is a symbol of the cross. So if we wear the tie, and if a person asks Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, a person wears a tie but not with the intention that it is the symbol of the cross, just to look neat, dressed up, smart, updated. So Hazrat Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said that is even worse. When you are wearing their things, and it has become so common that we don't even recognize it as such. So all these things. Another thing also is this Nike sign. Call it Nike or Nike or whatever. Whether it's written N-I-K-E or whether it is just the tick. And go on the internet. Everyone goes for everything on the internet. Check about the Skyway. This Jewish company, for one of the wars against the Palestinians, they paid the whole cost of the war. What your money, what you supporting them, you indirectly are supporting the killing of the Palestinians. On the one side, you are dying for the cause of the Palestinians. And on the back door, you are supporting the killing of the Palestinians. This is our condition, and we're not even aware. Proudly, we'll go and demonstrate, we'll march also, miss our namazes, mix men and women, shout slogans, act like hooligans on the road, and then we say we are fighting the cause of Palestine. And on the other side, we are supporting the killing of the Palestinians. We are paying for the killing of the Palestinians. And similarly, this knife also, it is the sign of a Greek goddess. And this is the goddess of victory. That's why it is more on sports clothing. That in other words, when you wear that, you are now sort of taking good omens that you will win in that whatever your soccer game, your cricket game, whatever you are playing. Because the goddess of victory is on your side. And that is shirk. That is idolatry. And we don't even realize it. We are so indifferent and so unaware of our deen. And today we have reached such low levels that Allah have mercy upon us. That we living like the non-believers and we don't even recognize it. Our clothing like them. Our dressing, our lifestyle like them, everything of ours we do like them. And then we expect the hope of Allah, the help of Allah Ta'ala. One of the clear reasons of Allah's help not coming to us is that we are not dressed like Muslims. For example, when we travel on the road and we see somebody stuck, or Allah save us all, some accident or something, and we just make out from the dressing of the people that these are some people, they are non-Muslims. Normally we will carry on. But you see people with topi there, you see people, women there with burqas, etc., then you think of stopping, finding out if they will want help. When we also dress like the non-believers, then Allah also, oh, these are now for those other people. Leave them alone. When you see they are like Muslim people, then I have to help these people. Allah knows everything, of course. But outwardly, this is the sign that we are giving. That, and then we lose the support of Allah Ta'ala also. So it is very, very important, our identification. In this ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا. Tarkanu, incline. Do not even incline. And the commentators of the Quran Sharif have said, Mailane yasir, don't incline a little bit also. And the other explanation, that inclination, Mailane qalbi, even from your heart don't incline. Forget your dressing, forget your lifestyle, forget how you furnish your house, forget how you make up your toilet, your bathroom. Today all their things are in our bathroom. If they have got flowers, imitation flowers, we'll also have imitation flowers. For what reason? Did we read it somewhere in the Hadith Kitab that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did put some imitation flowers? Or are we reading it in their books, how they got? If they have got whatever other soaps, other things, all the things which are in the toilets now, in the bathrooms, in the toilets, what things are there? Some mess which are there on our couches, if they have got that doily, that little bit on the back, and its work is to fall down all the time, and just gives you a job opportunity, that all the time you must put it up, pick it up and put it back. What does it serve? What is the purpose of it? But they got it, we must have it. Everything, our lounges, our kitchens, our everything is like this. Okay, so when that is, so this, not only Mailani Yasir we got, not only Mailani Qalbi, in the slight inclination of the heart, we are fully like them in all our things. And Allah said, do not incline to them in the least, but ilalladina zalimu. Actually it is ilalladina kafaru, the non believers. But Allah used a more general term, that even the believers who are not obedient to Allah, don't incline to those people also. Don't take them as friends also. Al mar'u ala deeni khaleelihi falyanzur ahadukum may yukhalil. A person is automatically on the way of life of his friend. How his friends are, with whom they are, he is on that way of life. So be very careful and see who you befriend. If you befriend non-believers, very, very, very dangerous. If you befriend Muslims, but who are disobedient to Allah, who are breaking the laws of Allah, very dangerous. And if you befriend those people who are working against our deen, like for example from within, encouraging to go to university for secular education, whether it be correspondence or whether it be online, that secular, that is, it is atheistic, and you encourage for that, and all the evils that come for there from that, the mixing of the young boys and girls, and even old people, in they also mixing of man and woman is dangerous, very dangerous. Young people whose passions are at their height, whose lust and desire is at their height, and you let them mix with one another, what is going to be the result of that? So that education is full of that way of life, where they are at schools, at universities, and they are mixing like that. So those people who encourage all those things, those people who encourage all the other wrong things in Islam, and they present it as deen even more, and we befriend those people, how dangerous isn't it for our deen? So we have to see very carefully who we mix with, who we befriend. And on this, the ulama have written that even meals, with who you have it, where you have it, how you have your meals. Because a meal normally, like one time, Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali told Bhai Abdul Wahab Sahib Rahmatullah Ali to come and have tea. So he says, tea, like it's a waste of time. So he said, the object is not the tea, the discussion on the tea. That we're going to have a deeny discussion. just the subject is having tea, but a dini discussion. So we have tea by somebody's place, we have meals by somebody's place, then what, whichever type of people it is, that familiarity, that will come. And then you will start inclining towards them. If you are so strong that you can influence them, and you do, but most good people say, I didn't want to speak, it will cause a problem there, so I rather kept quiet, I didn't speak. While they are speaking all their wrong things. They don't say that it will cause a problem if we speak. But when we want to speak the haq, then we say it will cause a problem. And so we get influenced. And all these things, even if you don't accept it the first time, just like Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explained, that when a train at a station which is a junction, where trains change directions, then just out of the platform, there is that lever that they pull over. And from there, the train changed direction. So the train that was going to the north, just there, that lever, it's still not going to the south, but now finally it's going to reach the south. It's going now on the other rail. Just a little bit it has gone, a few degrees it's gone this way. But its final destination, instead of the north, is the south. If it was going to the east, now it will go to the west. So this also, this little mixing and this little, that now your line has changed now. Not today, not tomorrow, 5 years, 10 years, you will find you are gone in the complete opposite direction. Where you were and what you were brought up with and what you believed in, and we see it openly in so many people today who were not only they accepted and believed, but they promoted the truth. They promoted against TV. These are the very people who are not encouraging TV, who are appearing on TV now. And they are not only that they say it's permissible, they say you have to be on TV. How opposite directions a person goes. So a person has to be very careful who he mixes with, who he imitates. And this imitation is on the outside. And what's on the outside will affect the inside. And we can say that in my heart, many of the people say also that our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to explain, we say that I talk with women, etc., but my heart is clean. With my eyes I'm looking all, but my heart is clean. That is a complete fallacy. You are fooling yourself. Forget trying to fool anyone else. What you see has an effect in your heart. And you can make yourself happy. And you can think for yourself that I'm very clean, my heart. But when you are mixing with all these wrong people and the wrong things you are doing, then your heart is definitely going to be affected. And it will have a definite effect on, and the heart is that which is called qalb, which changes all the time. And if the heart quickly takes effect from the surroundings, very quickly it takes effect. And all this, with who we mix, with who we sit and eat, who we talk and socialize and joke and talk with, all that has got an effect on our inside. So as Muslims and those people who are concerned of the maut and the qabr, life in the qabr and the day of qiyamah, who are concerned whether I'm going to Jannat or Jahannam, and who are concerned that is a permanent life. This dunya's life is very temporary. Those people will take these things very seriously. And those who are not concerned of their akhirat, their qabr, etc., they will fool themselves, I'm all right, I know my limits. I can joke around with women, my friends can be non-Muslims, they can be Shias, they can be Barelvis, they can be Qadianis, they can be Maududis, they can be people who live the life of the non-believers and encourage the wrong things, but I know my limits. That is, you are just fooling yourself, and that shaitan has put you into a bigger deception. And you are thinking that I can protect myself. If that was the case, then Allah shouldn't give us all these warnings. وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. Allah Ta'ala shouldn't say, don't even incline to them the least. But if there was no need for parda, and I know my limits, I won't get involved in guna. Allah shouldn't give us قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُرْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ. That protect your eyes. Allah should say, no problem, you exempt. You are a very strong believer. You don't have to maintain parda. But those who are the stronger believers will more strongly adhere to these commands of Allah. because they know that what Allah has said, and they want one bit also, ek ashariya, one degree also, they don't want to divert from the Sharia, and they will maintain the laws. So Allah give us proper understanding, let us understand who we are and who we represent. We are today the ambassadors of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what kind of ambassadors are these? What kind of Islam are we showing the people? What kind of teachings are we showing the people in our lives? We can give big bayans, write big kitabs, and have big argue, debates and everything, but what is in our life? Our life with our families, what kind of life are we leading? Our business life, what kind of life are we leading? So Allah give us hidayat and take us to righteousness, inshaAllah. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.